Second half action as we welcome you back to Victor J. Andrew High School in Tinley Park, Illinois, here on SportstownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School. I'm Jay Turner, alongside my color commentators Joe Albert and Al Jackson. And gentlemen, we have had quite a football game here. A lot of points scored, 49 between the two teams. But the Patriots, when they were down 7-0, since then they have outscored the Chaos 35-7. Thoughts on the Patriots offense tonight?
I honestly think the Patriots offense is being smart. They are moving the ball slowly, but they are moving it swiftly. So, I mean, as the turtle usually wins the race, even though they're ahead by 21, they're still doing a very good job making sure that they run out the clock and making sure that they take their time moving the ball down the field. Even after the 95-yard play by the Chaos, they took a 12-yard drive and turned it into 7 points.
Al, your thoughts on how the Chaos defense can stop this? Why have they been making the mistakes they have tonight?
What I've seen so far is just poor tackling and poor pursuit. Like, there is only one or two guys, and they're shoulder tackling, sticking their arms out, launching with their heads, things of that nature. If they really want to make plays, the defense has to, number one, pressure the quarterback. And when the quarterback makes those short, quick throws that he's been doing all night, they have to rally to the ball and make solid tackles and make sure they bring that ball carrier to the ground or jar that ball loose from the receivers.
And when I was talking to Coach Eric Weidman of the Chaos about a couple weeks ago before Quad City, he told me that this was a culture change, that they were very undisciplined last season, and they would try and make things better going forward. They want to be a more disciplined team. They still want to be nasty, but they still want to be disciplined with that. So how can the Chaos get back into this game? Is it going to be more on the defensive stops, or are they going to try and outscore the Patriots' offense?
They have to stop the offense. In order to come back from a 21-point deficit, you have to stop the Patriot offense. And the question is, can they?
It's going to be a challenge here because the Chaos have to kick this one away to the Patriots, because keep in mind, Patriots did win the toss, but they deferred to gate the ball in the second half there, and that's some smart coaching there by Lincoln Way.
And to your point, what I've seen so far, I don't think that the Chaos can stop this offense. So I think in order for them to be successful this second half, they're going to have to put some points on the board. And they had shots, they had opportunities, but too many turnovers.
It's an onside kick, and they take a chance, but it's going to be caught by the Patriots. We got a flag on the play. Now that is a gutsy move. An onside kick and you're down 21 points.
They're desperate right now, so you knew some trickery.
And we got a flag.
But how soon?
This might be going against the Patriots because we saw one of the Chaos clapping.
There are two flags on the field, though. So.
This is interesting.
Let the referee sort the laundry out, guys.
Yeah, definitely. I think they're sponsored by Snuggle.
It's possible.
Snuggle or Bounce. Maybe Bounce. You know, get a little bounce in your step. Never mind. Definitely not a singer. Maybe karaoke. Carpool, maybe something.
Maybe karaoke.
Maybe in the shower, Jake.
Now.
I don't want to know about your showers.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, so we're back here. Tinley Park.
I'm going to say we all in sports, so everybody takes
showers. We were just talking about our new sponsor about shower heads. So just want to make sure we get that out a little bit there.
Yes.
Every time I think about the shower head, I think about the Seinfeld episode when they bought those high-powered shower heads. Oh, my goodness, that was hilarious.
Yes.
Kramer at the end, suddenly you just hear the sound. You just hear, like, this rocket sound come out of the head, and you just see Kramer just, like, breathe, like, trying to hang on for life.
Yeah, that Kramer guy, he was the character, all right.
Yes, he was. I love that show. It's going to stand the test of time. When I'm, like, 80 years old, and I'm sitting, like, in my rumpus room or something like that, and I'm listening to 80s rock or something like that, I'm still going to be looking at that going, man, Seinfeld is still on the air.
So did you like Friends too, Jay?
I did. I liked Friends. I liked it. I didn't like when Joey and Rachel got together. I thought that was jumping the shark moment.
Yeah.
I thought that was silly, to be honest.
Help this
but
broadcast out right now.
All right.
Help this broadcast out right now.
No kidding.
I believe our producer wants us to stop talking about TV shows.
Well, finally the referees have made their decisions here, so we are here. at Victor J. Ander High School. I promise you, this is not a film review. This is not a TV review. This is semi-pro football. Big game Saturday here on SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School. I am Jake Turner, and this is Joe Albert and Al Jackson.
And the refs have finally sorted out their laundry.
Well,
on the
hallelujah.
Field. No shower hair is needed.
All right. To the 35-yard line. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so they have now pushed this up to – they have got this at the 35-yard line. It is Patriots ball. The flag was against the Patriots, so they had to take a step back as well.
I believe that's the 40, Jake.
Is it the 40?
Yes.
It is the 40. Okay, so the flag.
So
you're right. It is the 40.
So the Patriots, they recovered the ball and then got a penalty too?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so first down and 10 at their own 40-yard line. After a risky onside kick did not go well for the Chaos. Powell sets up in the shotgun, tailback off the left side. Four wide, two to the left, two to the right, two slot receivers on each side. Coming for a five-man front right now is the Chaos. Now they set up in the four-man. Powell takes the snap. Hands it off to Piscasio. Piscasio going up the middle, fights an opening and wrestled down. Spin move down at midfield, and they're going to mark it at the 49-yard line into Chaos territory.
And that is a first down. Not a lot seemed to be going the Chaos way in this game. Even after they tried some trickery to begin this half, just doesn't seem to be going their way today.
It was a good run there. Now set it up right now. Watch out. They got Ronald Zoe set up in the slot off that left side. Two, four wide, two to the left, two to the right. Zoe checks in for the game. Four-man front coming for the Chaos. Powell on the shotgun. Tailback off the right side. Takes the snap. Three-step drop. Stays in the pocket. Pump fake. Fires. Left side. Got his man. Oh, ooh. It's right through his hands. Incomplete. Intended.
Another big play almost for the Patriots. Hey, they starting out just how they finished off the first half. Airing the ball deep.
They did it again to Ronald Zoe on that one. So, Ronald Zoe, same play that we saw in the second quarter. They tried it again, and this time it just went right through his hands.
Paul saw that there was one safety deep and tried to beat it.
Looked like ghosting. 14 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. 35-14, Patriots looking for more. They are dominating right now up by 21. Powell sets up in the shotgun, four wide. Receiver out to the left hand. Man, we got some movement.
Is it a false start or an offside?
Flag on the play looked like a false start on my part, but we'll see what the call is here.
The big boys got a little antsy down there in the trenches.
Well, definitely. They're trying to stop them. It's against the defense. Offsides against the Chaos.
Yeah, it looked like 55 had jumped offsides. At least that's what I saw.
So. That was, if you did see that, that was Jamel Dudley, 6'4", 345 pounds. That's a load. 13:50 to go here in the third quarter as we recovered nicely here on SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School. 35-14, Patriots on top by 21. Powell sets up now in the shotgun. Four wide, two to the left, two to the right, two slot receivers on each side. Four-man front coming for the Chaos. They're coming for him. Powell's been staying patient in the pocket tonight, though. Here's the snap. Three-step drop. Powell sets up. Fires. Left side. Got his man caught by Muhammad at the 35 to the 30. And he is going to be wrestled down at the 30-yard line. Good heads-up play there by Chris Muhammad. He's been having himself a game tonight.
And the Patriots quarterback, the trend I've seen with him, when he steps back, he's at least had 2 or 3 seconds to throw the ball. He can survey the field, make his reads. If the first read's not there, the second and third's right there. And he's been throwing strikes and lasers down the field.
No huddle offense set up now for the Patriots. Four wide receiver out to the left, three to the right. Slot receiver off the right. Five-man front coming for the Chaos. Man in motion is Ronald Zoe. Takes the snap and hands it off to Piscasio. Piscasio finds an opening and jams his way at the 25-yard line. Nice play by Piscasio. Got a couple of yards back on that one.
I'm noticing that the Chaos are playing zone. And when they play zone, Powell drops back and throws the ball. When they don't play zone and they play man, it's a run call.
That's definitely on Tony Powell there. He is pretty much reading that team. It's like an architect right now. Sets up down the shotgun as Powell. Left side of him is the tailback. Four wide. Takes the snap. It's Piscasio up the middle. He's going to find an opening. Refuses to go down and march down at the 15-yard line. And that is Greg Barksdale, actually. Greg Barksdale checking in for the Patriots.
And that's poor tackling for the Chicago Chaos.
They look
right
tired.
Down the middle, and he's tripped up, and he's still just churning his legs and gets a first down.
The craziest thing is that I have not said this guy's name tonight. Cameron Hall, the stud player for the Chaos, I have said nothing tonight regarding him. So and when you have an absence like that, you're doing the right job for the Patriot offensive line. Setting up now in the shotgun is Powell. Four wide receiver out to the left, three to the right. Slot receiver off the right side. Four-man front coming for the Chaos. Man in motion is Ronald Zoe. Takes a snap, and he's going to hand it off to Biscasio. Biscasio at the 15, to the 10. He's going to continue to bull rush. Push his way down to the 7-yard line, flag on the play.
And still didn't go down.
Biscasio was the one that was the man on motion in there. And we'll see what the flag is. They got it marked at the 8-yard line. This might go against the Patriots. I don't know why it would go against them, but we might get this.
Well, Muhammad threw up his hands as soon as that flag came out, so it might be going against Muhammad.
It looks like he was staring right at him. It is against the Patriots, so they will march back. And a golden opportunity for the Chaos to try and stop the bleeding right now of this high-powered offense. Keep this in mind. They pretty much grounded the Twin City Jets last week, 37-0. And did you guys see the score against the Mustangs? 68-0. 68-0. I mean, did the Mustangs even want to show up?
That's pretty incredible.
That's just the dominance of the Lincoln Way Patriots, and that's why they're the defending champions. All right, so setting up in the shotgun, and you know these two teams, they want this team, the Chicago Ducks. That's the one they have been aiming for. Setting up now in the shotgun is Powell. Four wide, two to the left, two to the right. Slot receivers on each side. High snap, gives it up, and it's going to be Ronald Zoe up the middle. He finds an opening, he gets it back. First down at the 5-yard line. You got to be kidding me. And they're going to say he's a yard short. Wow. Gain of 14 yards for the Patriots on that one. I think that was Biscasio on that one. Or was that Barksdale?
I believe that was... It could have been Barksdale.
All right, so Biscasio is now set up right side of Powell. Four wide, receiver out to the left, three to the right. Slot receiver off the right side. Goal line defense ready for the Chaos. They're down by 21. 35-14. Patriots want more. Send him in the shotgun. Three-step drop. Look. Quick release. Fires. Got his man. It's Chris Muhammad. Incomplete.
Incomplete.
He tried to make a great highlight catch, but was not able to finish the job.
I wish we could see that replay. He's been making spectacular catch after spectacular catch tonight. I don't know if that's a good call or a bad call, but it is the call.
It worked. I mean, it's the kind of stuff that's actually working, that quick-release kind of offense right now for the Patriots. Set up down the shotgun. Tailback off the right side is Biscasio. Takes a snap on the four wide. Looks off the right side and scoops it over off that side over to Biscasio in the end zone. Does a little push-ups. There you go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 12, 9. Okay. Touchdown, Patriots.
Did you lose track?
I did lose track a little bit.
Okay.
But he's in for the end zone touchdown, and we got an injured Chaos player on the field.
And to your point, Jake, I think the Chaos are losing track of this score, too.
They are losing track. They can't stop them. They are gassed right now. That was a brilliant run by Biscasio for the touchdown.
Hey, Jake, can you tell us a little bit about how, when a score gets to a big margin, how the clock keeps running? How does that work?
Well, that's for a running place. I mean, if the Chaos want to try and get back in this game, they have to, you know, try and run the ball. But if they do, the clock will continue to go. You want to see a time-killing offense, you might see that with the Patriots. But the way that they're going, I don't know how they can stop him. Biscasio has been amazing tonight. Ronald Zoe has been terrific through the air. He's been doing really well. 41-14 right now, and we got our second Chaos player injured on the field right now. So this is our third injury. I mean, Alvarado got knocked around a little bit for the Patriots, but still, though, It's really disheartening to see, you know, a member of the Chaos, once again, another one down.
And you know what that tells me? It's like a boxing match, Jake. Mm-hmm. It's like when you keep seeing these guys go down after these big plays and these hard runs and catches, they're getting hit in the mouth pretty hard.
Yeah.
And you can see they're absorbing those blows on the field and not being able to get back up.
Well, as we continue, 9:57 to go here in the third quarter. They continuing to look at him. Oh boy, they're on their knee. They're on one knee right now. I think we should take a break. 9:57 to go here in the third quarter. It's the Patriots 41 and the Chaos 14. This is Patriots football on SportstownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School. And we welcome you back to Victor J. Andrew High School here in Tinley Park, Illinois. We have finally resumed play. We'll get to that in just a moment as Alvarado hits the extra point up and good. And so it is now 42-14. Now, we wanted to get you caught up on everything that has happened. Linebacker Nick Olson for the Chicago Chaos. There is reports coming out right now that he has a possible neck injury. The good news is, though, he was standing up. They took off his pads and his helmet, and they took him to the ambulance. And we'll get more information as soon as we get, but that's the good news. He was moving his arms, his legs. Everything looked okay, but I'm glad that they're taking him in just for a precaution. Also, keep in mind, Marvin Roan has been taken on the stretcher, and he is going to be heading to the hospital here in Tinley Park as well. Thoughts, gentlemen, on this game right now, or is the injury still in your head right now?
Honestly, the injury's a little bit more in my head than this game. It's a 28-point lead, so, I mean, the game's almost out of reach right now.
Yes.
And Nick Olson's the start, one of the stars on defense for the game.
Yes, he is.
But luckily, he was able to walk off the field. He took off his pads, was able to take off his pads without any help. He was able to move his neck around. Hopefully, it was just a stinger, and he's okay, and there's no repercussions. He's back to playing football next week. But it's possible he could be out for a couple weeks.
We'll find out. We will find out in the upcoming weeks here. All we just say is best wishes to Nick and his health.
Yes.
And we are going to have to resume play because that's what we do here. On SportstownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School. I'm Jake Turner alongside Joe Albert and Al Jackson. And this is going to be kicked across the end zone to the 5, to the 10, to the 15, to the 20, 25, and down at the 26-yard line. Harshly ran there by Robert Forbes, who has been busy tonight on the kickoff team. And just want to get you a brief update on the Cubs and the Brewers. It is currently in the bottom of the ninth, 1-1. It is a do-or-die battle right now with the Brewers and the Cubs. I love her matches, though. Those are fun. All right, so we're here live at Tinley Park in Victor J. Andrew High School, 42-14. Patriots were down 7-0 in the first quarter. Well, that's pretty much an afterthought. They have outscored the Chaos 42-7 since being down 7-0. Your thoughts on this dominant Lincoln Way offense?
Well, I mean, it's because the Chaos kept turning over the ball, and Lincoln Way just kept scoring points.
All right, we'll see if the Chaos can try and get some points here, try and make this look decent. Shuchuk sets up in the shotgun. Three wide, takes a snap. Three-step drop. Here they come. Got his man caught at the 35. Now finds an opening to the 35. Now he stops, and now he is rolled down at the 36-yard line. They're going to mark this at the 37. A gain of some huge yards. Move the chains. First down, Chicago Chaos.
You just hope that right now with the score how it is that they don't try to do too much. Take what the defense gives them and move the ball down the field.
Jalen Grace with the catch on that one. No huddle offense coming out for the Chaos. Shuchuk sets up in the shotgun. Tailback in the backfield. Takes the snap. Three-step drop. Here come the Patriots. Shuchuk runs out of the pocket. Right side. Got his man caught and taken down at the 44-yard line. Nice little pitch and catch there by George Vitas.
Yeah, I mean, there's really no help. I mean, all the Chaos coach can do is try to score some points here and move the ball.
Clock continuing to tick away here in the third quarter. 8:40 left to go here. No huddle offense for the Chaos. Shuchuk takes a snap. Three-step drop. Looks, fires. And it's intercepted at midfield. Takes it to the 47 and wrestled down at the 47-yard line. And the nightmare done in by Freddy Krueger and those claws. 5 turnovers tonight for the Chaos offense. It is an absolute travesty for Chicago tonight.
5 turnovers, a missed field goal, missed scoring opportunities. The Chaos just didn't come to play today. And it shows.
It shows, but it also at the same time, you got to understand, I mean, it's, you know, you're down this many points. It's really tough to come back. Alex Fuller was the one that was able to get the turnover for the Patriots on that one. So, mercy me. 8:28 left to go here in the third quarter, 42-14. I think the Patriots want some more points. What do you say?
Probably.
Okay, let's flip a coin.
They're not going to hold the ball.
No,
from what I've seen on the field, they like to score the ball, and they like to do it extravagantly.
They like to show to teams like the Chicago Ducks that, hey, we're right here, that's our championship, and you're not taking it away from us. So.
And they have the three-time MVP, right, Jay?
Yes, indeedy. Three-time MVP for the MSFL, Mr. Tony Powell. Sits up in the shotgun, 4-wide, takes a snap, fakes it, looks, fires, middle, got his man caught at the 29, continues to move his feet, and he has finally wrestled down at the 29-yard line. Nicely done by Tony Powell there. Wide open across the middle. Good fake out there by the three-time MVP.
That was a good decision by the defense.
Scassio with the catch.
To make sure that he didn't run with the ball after he got up.
Good job there by Piscasio once again. Piscasio and Ronald Zoe have been all over the field tonight throughout the middle and the left side of the field. So, I mean, give a lot of kudos there to the Lincoln Way coaching staff.
And they're staying aggressive, steady, throwing a ball, not huddling up, check with me type of plays, and they're definitely
in man in motion is Zoe, and he takes a snap as Powell runs off to the right side. He's trying to get to the 30, and he is able to get it, and it is caught at the 18-yard line. That is a great job by Tony Powell on the run, able to make a great catch off the 18-yard line and move the chains for the Patriots. First and 10.
Hopefully this doesn't,
Trudeau again. Go ahead.
Hopefully this doesn't cause any issues between the Chaos and the Patriots. Hopefully they don't feel like they're running up the score or anything like that. They're just playing their game.
Steve Trudeau with the catch there. He's had himself a great night tonight as the ambulances start to leave the field. Takes the snap. It's going to be Piscasio off the left side. He finds an opening to the 10. To the 5. Gets past one more tackler. And he is taken down at the 2-yard line. Bryant Piscasio. Mamma mia. And that is the last time I ever say that. Flag on the play.
Yeah, that was a nice break. He made the edge and got to the outside, and he showed that burst of speed that every team needs on the backfield.
In case you're just joining us, it is 42-14, Lincoln Way Patriots all over the Chicago Chaos. I'm Jake Turner. This is Joe Albert and Al Jackson right here on SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School. We're here in the third quarter with 6:25 and counting to go here. And I'm not surprised if the Patriots, you know, just kind of take their time getting up to the line here and try and kill some clock.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the first time they've huddled all game.
No, we were in a pretty much a 20-minute delay on account of Nick Olson's injury. It was currently right now in the ambulance, and Marvin Roan is in the other. Takes a snap, sets up in the shotgun as Powell. 4-wide, 2 to the left, 2 to the right. Powell takes a snap, looks, fires, left side, and it is overthrown, incomplete. Almost intercepted there by the Chaos on that one. And right there was Fred Connerly.
And that's what the Chaos need right now. To get back in this game, they have to get some turnovers of their own. They can't keep giving the ball away and not taking it themselves.
It was very close on that one, but they can't stop the run, and that's been the biggest issue. 5:40 to go here and counting left in the third quarter. Patriots knocking on the door once again of the Chaos for the seventh time tonight. Powell sets up now in the shotgun. Tailback off the right side. 4-wide. Receiver to the left. 3 to the right. Slot receiver off the right side. Chaos coming in the goal line. Takes the snap. Powell steps up, fires. Quick release. Got his man across the left side. Incomplete. No flag is called. And it is going to be fourth down. Third down.
I was going to get ready to say it should have been a flag on that play. It was a little physical in that end zone. It could have went either way if you ask me.
I think the refs are trying to let them play and due to the score, I don't think they're going to be calling very many penalties to stop the clock.
Yeah, I think these refs, they're ready to go home and get some dinner. I don't know about you.
Third and goal now facing the Patriots. Looking to see what they can throw off their bag of tricks this time around. Powell sits up down the shotgun, tailback off the left side, Piscasio. 4-wide, 2 to the left, 2 to the right, 2 slot receivers on each side. Goal line defense coming for the Chaos. Powell takes a snap. 3-step drop, stays in the pocket, got his man across the left side, and it throws into the soccer net right by the uprights, incomplete, fourth and goal facing the Patriots. Well, that was something that you see, you know, got the football and you got the football.
Goal!
If you're going to do it with some pride here. I can do it, actually. You want me to try it? Goal!
And that's why you out of men.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Hey, we got to have a little fun here on, you know, SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Always have to have some fun.
All right, Powell's going to – they're going to go for it. Why not? Powell takes is going to set up in the shotgun. Empty backfield set. Slot receivers off the left and right side.
He's going to
Here they
it.
Come. Powell takes a snap. Steps up in the pocket. Rolls out to his right. Got his man, and it's going to be caught. Touchdown. Lincoln Way Patriots.
That looked too easy.
Mr. Tony Powell goes into his bag of tricks, dumps it off to his receiver, and it's a touchdown number 7 for the Lincoln Way Patriots.
Powell actually drew the defense towards him when he started to scramble, and that opened up number 7 for the touchdown.
I'm starting to see why he's the MVP of this league. He is poised, and he's been playing very, very well.
All right. Looks like Steve Trudeau on that one was the touchdown reception.
That's the second touchdown of the game.
Unbelievable. 4:15 left to go here in the third quarter. It's 48-14.
And another fourth down touchdown. It's fourth down. They only got one more down to stop them, and they can't get the stop.
Alvarado's extra point is up, and it is good. So since being down 7-0, outscoring the Chaos, 49-7 with 4:15 left to go here in the third quarter. It has become an all-out massacre here in Tinley Park tonight, and it's been done in.
Yeah,
as they fire that musket, the Lincoln Way Patriots offense.
I'm sorry. I remember when the sun was out, Jake, it was 21-14. Now as the lights came on, and it's 49-14. Man, where did the Chaos go? They went hibernating or something?
It just shows that they're tired, they're gassed, I think they're really down because, you know, Nick Olson, Marvin Roan left. They can't make anything happen. 5 turnovers tonight. That's nightmarish. I mean, it really hurts a team. It hurts your confidence. I mean, I've lost track how many times that happened in high school. So,
yeah,
I mean,
so that,
been
so,
there before.
So, long story short, they're hurt mentally and physically.
Yes.
And now it is time for Al Jackson's story time. No, I'm kidding.
I got a few stories, Jake. Don't get me started.
Well, 4:15 left to go here in the third quarter. We might be able to get one or two in. So, Tony Powell having himself a blockbuster evening. Piscasio running the ball with efficiency. Ronald Zoe's been all over the map. And, of course, you know, your boy, Mr. Albert, Chris Muhammad, been doing a great job tonight as well.
And a great job. The cheerleaders doing a great job down there, too, Jake.
Yeah, doing their job.
Keeping the fans entertained. They're keeping us entertained, I tell you that.
Okay. Gotcha. let me just remind you, I'm going to give you a business card a little later. All right, so here's the kick, and this is going to be by Forbes once again. The 5-10, does a little fancy footwork. Off the right corner to the 15, and he is wrapped up at the 19-yard line.
Inside the 20. All that dancing, still
18.
No good.
So they mark it at the 18-yard line, and that's where Shuchuk and the Chaos will set up camp once again. Well, go ahead.
I think that Muhammad is, as you mentioned, has been making some great plays tonight, but it's not just him. It's the entire Patriot offense. It's just been knocking on the door every time.
Well, I mean, the Chaos have had their opportunities, but they can't punch it in, and that's been the biggest problem. And I don't want to be Coach Weidman right now for the Chaos.
So
it's been a really rough evening.
So are we going over and under another turnover this possession?
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to stick to some pride here. All right, setting up, and oh my, flag on the play, another self-inflicting mistake for the Chicago Chaos.
Yeah, we will have more laundry on the field, though.
Yeah, no kidding.
I feel really bad for the Chaos players. They're probably going to get an earful after the game tonight.
Yeah, I've had a chat with Weidman. That guy is a highly passionate football coach.
And what makes it so bad is a lot of their mistakes has been mental and to their own inflictions.
Well, 3:23 left to go here in counting. Chaos trying to put some points on the board. Shuchuk takes a snap, rolls out to his right, and he's just going to throw this one up. And it's caught by one of the members of the Lincoln Way Patriot coaching staff. Nice catch there, I'd have to say.
Maybe they need to sign him to play wide receiver next game.
I don't know about that. Let's take a look at the age group on that one.
He might be a little bit too old to play.
Yeah.
Hey, we don't know how fast his 40 is right now. Don't jump.
What is with you in the 40s, man? Jeez.
I heard Terrell Owens, he still can play. He said he can still run some routes.
Yeah, for the NFFL, the National Flag Football. I'm sorry. I almost dozed off here just by saying the name. All right, so Shuchuk takes the snap, three-step drop. He's going to look and fire in the pocket. Got his man across the right side and caught.
Did he get 2 feet in?
Yes, he did. Nice catch. And that takes it down to the 44-yard line. Nice catch there by Eric Stevenson, the one that got the second touchdown of the night for the Chaos.
He's got those Alshon Jeffrey sleeves. I kind of like that.
Yeah, you're definitely missing him in Bears land, aren't you?
Not really.
Okay.
It depends on how Kevin White does, but that's a different story for another day.
Well, I think we can definitely dive into that a little bit. Maybe I'll talk to the producer. Takes a snap, a shoot chuck, rolls out to the right a little bit, and that was almost intercepted, but a great job by Vitas. Vitas able to make that catch at the 48-yard line, marching into Patriots territory, and some pride on the line right now for the Chaos. They're down by 35.
And then he did a little tight rope walk on the sideline to get that first down, too. So that was some good concentration.
That's talking about pride right there, and that's what they're trying to ride into. Speaking about that, Brewers and the Cubs are in extra innings. Shuchuk takes a snap here on the 4-wide, 2 to the left, 2 to the right. Prematurely taking the snap. There he goes. Three-step drop, looks across right side, caught. And it's at the 40, down to the 35, and Russell down at the 34-yard line. Tackle was made there.
Hold on to the ball.
By Keith Haywood.
The Patriots,
that was actually, yeah.
The Patriots keep trying to strip the ball, even though the score is a little bit out of reach right now.
They doesn't matter. They're going to keep fighting. I mean, that's just how they are. They're very resilient.
And you can tell now they're giving them just a little bit of cushion. They want them to catch their ball just for what you said so they can strip it out, demoralize them even more.
Minute 20 left to go here in county. Shuchuk takes the snap, rolls out to his right. He's going to take it himself to the 35, and he is going to be hit hard. Oh, my goodness. That was a laser hit at the 32-yard line. Shuchuk even liked it a little bit, said, hey, that was a heck of a hit, kid. That was actually Robert Riley.
Please, guys, we do not want to have the ambulances coming back.
Hey, if Shuchuk gets up and gives him a little pat on the helmet, fine by me. Under 50 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Chaos trying to put some prideful points on the board. Down 49-14. Shuchuk sets up down the shotgun. 3 wide, receiver out to the left, now turns into a 4 wide. Slot receiver off the right side. Tailback in the backfield. Coming is the blitz for the Patriots. Shuchuk takes the snap, fires, and it is underthrown, intended for Jalen Grace at the 25-yard line. 29.3 seconds left to go.
Looked like that receiver had some alligator arms on that play.
Yeah, it looked like Shuchuk kind of just overreacted a little bit and kind of underthrew his receiver.
Yeah, he had a little bit of scared feet right there. He wanted to get rid of that ball as soon as possible so that he could make sure he didn't get hit in the backfield.
This crowd is very interesting to be watching down here. I'm seeing a lot of like guys like dancing and all that. I don't know. Shuchuk takes the snap, and he's going to hand it off to Devian Hodges off the right side, and he finds an opening to the 20 and out of bounds at the 15-yard line. That is actually...
Maybe that's
that
the
is
spark
Jarrell,
they
need. That is Jarrell Johnson. Jarrell Johnson with his first run of the night. And that takes us to the fourth quarter. And my goodness, the Patriots have been relentless. We're going to take time out here from Tinley Park, Victor J. Andrew High School. It's the Lincoln Way Patriots 49, the Chicago Chaos 14. You're listening to Patriots Football on SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School. All right, well, welcome you back to Victor J. Andrew High School in Tinley Park, Illinois. Final quarter of this battle between the Chicago Chaos and the Lincoln Way Patriots. It's been Patriots, though, 49-14, outscoring the Chaos since being down 7-0, 49-7. But prideful points on the line for as Shuchuk takes the snap, looks off the left side, and it's intercepted. 6 turnover in the night, 5, 10, 15, to the 20, to the 25, oh boy, 35 to the 40, 45, 50, 35, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, see you later, goodbye, 5, 10, 5, touchdown. Touchdown, Lincoln Way Patriots. And that, ladies and gentlemen, that's the nail. Oh, my goodness. 6 turnovers tonight. And we're going to get a T.O. moment here, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my goodness. And talk about that, Alex Fuller was the one. Alex Fuller doing a Terrell Owens impersonation, went down to the cheerleaders, took one of the pom-poms, and started to become one of the members. Well, that's a huge interception return. Ladies and gentlemen, I got the coffin, I got the nail, and I'm pounding it in.
Jake, I got a question for you. Is it time for the Chaos to bring in that backup QB now?
It might have to be, yes. I mean, what a night for Michael Schuchak.
Because pass was terrible. Like, nobody was in the vicinity. It was like a toss-up. You gotta be more decisive than that.
It's just another missed opportunity for the Chaos. 6 turnovers tonight.
And how many turnovers have they had in their red zone? That makes it even worse.
Yeah, it's a lot. 14:34 to go here. And now that is the 8th touchdown of the night for the Patriots. Wow.
Jake, I got an interesting fact for you. Every time me and you get together,
yeah,
we always see a lot of turnovers with ball players.
We did, and that's blocked.
See?
Blocked by the Chaos. Well, how about that? That was on that one, Dominic Kolowski.
They still have some competition left in them.
They definitely do. There is pride. There is definitely pride in this team, and that is great to see.
Time to sit the starters down and see what the second and third string boys can do for the rest of the game.
It's getting to the point right now where I think that the cheerleading coach right now is trying to sell some pictures. So we're getting to that right now. 14:34 to go here in the fourth quarter. Man alive, 55-14. I don't think anybody saw this coming tonight, but the Chaos defense, boy. They're going to be limiting this one down for a while.
Yeah, my coffee is definitely cold right now, man.
Oof.
The way this game started, I was not sure what to expect.
Yeah.
And it's turned ugly.
They have shut down this tenacious Chaos defense by running the football, passing it. They just have a lot of versatility, a lot of weaponry, a lot of speed, and it's just too much for the Chaos tonight.
And like you said, Joe, this happened really, really quick. It was 21-14, 7-0, and it was so exciting first quarter, and then the Patriots just put their foot down the Chaos throats and showed who was the superior team tonight.
We're in the fourth quarter, 14:34 to go here on SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School. I'm Jake Turner alongside Joe Albert and Al Jackson. Man alive, we have seen it all here tonight. Joe, what's been your thoughts here? Have you been having a good time tonight?
Yeah, I mean, for the first time, it's pretty nice.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little bit different than what I was expecting, a little bit higher scoring than what I was expecting. But, 6 turnovers, a missed field goal, a blocked field goal. Like, you can't ask for better than this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, my. Alvarado ready to kick this one away. See how much energy the Chaos got left. Takes us from the 1 to the 5 to the 10. This is Forbes, 15, 20, 25, 30. He's trying to get to the 30, and he barely got there. And it's going to be marked down at the 26-yard line. And it looks like Schuchak is coming back into the game. You know, actually, I would have to say this because Weinman, coming into this coaching year, I'm not surprised he's doing this because, you know, this is what they're going to have to deal with in arena football, in CFL football and NFL football, if they get to that point. I mean, I've talked to a couple of guys right here in the press box. Some of the Lincoln Way guys told me that some of these players were playing arena football for a while during that game against the Chicago Ducks. That was a tough one for them to lose.
Yeah.
But you know something? I mean, they're going to be 5-1 after tonight. And right there, they're just knocking on the door. It's right there. I mean, and the funny thing is that you're going to see the Chicago Chaos again. They're going to be in the playoffs. They're going to meet up again. So this is not the last time you see these two teams battle it out. Schuchak takes a snap, and he's going to hand it off to Jarrell Johnson. Johnson finds an opening to the 40 and down to the 44-yard line. They mark it at the 45. Nice run there by Jarrell Johnson. Move the chains. First down, Chaos.
And what's surprising me about the Chaos tonight is, usually after they run their plays, they line up to the line of scrimmage pretty fast. But you see them right now, they're lethargic. They're huddling up. They look gassed, Jake. And this is not the team that I've been seeing throughout the season as far. It's just deflating.
Well, we've been talking about it right from the start here. The problem is that this defense has been on the field for so long. The one thing that's been working well with the Patriots, long stretches of play. They have been stretching the field every single time. The only time where the Patriots were in chaos territory on one of those turnovers was one time, and that was at the 43-yard line. Otherwise, they've had to start from their own part of the zone and run their way to the end zone.
Yeah, and Lincoln Way Patriots, whatever they've been running, whatever play calls, it's been working. They pass, they dial up a pass, touchdowns, first downs. They dialing up runs, breaking tackles, hitting holes hard. Just a superior team, if you ask me.
Shuchuk now in the shotgun and blown whistle.
What do we have on the field?
I'm wondering right now.
There's some laundry out there, I think.
It's against the Patriots. No, it's not. What the? Oh, this is interesting. Well, 13:07 left to go here in the fourth quarter. I'm Jake Turner alongside Joe Albert and Al Jackson here on SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School. It's Patriots football. Big game Saturday, and definitely one got the memo. The other is going to be licking their wounds for a while. It's been tough for the Chaos tonight. They have had 6 turnovers, 2 injuries. And a matter of fact, Nicholson and Aron were taken to the hospital. 2 ambulances were here in the third quarter, and they have just missed opportunity after missed opportunity, self-inflicting mistakes. And the Patriots, I mean, that's why they're the good guys. They are dominant.
And the problem with the Chaos is time is not on their side. They have more games to play, so they don't have time to feel sorry for themselves. They need to get through this game and watch the film and get better quickly.
Couple more weeks left here in the MSFL season until the playoffs. Shuchuk takes a snap. This is Darrell Johnson. Well, up the middle, finds an opening and takes it down to the 42-yard line. They'll mark it at the 43. No flags on the play. Miracle for the Chaos.
Looked like he got to the original line of scrimmage, and I guess that's a good thing at this point.
So they're trying to get over those self-inflicting mistakes, and another fumble.
Another one.
Shuchuk this time.
The first recovery out of the 5 turn fumbles.
Ay, ay, ay.
It's bad enough when you're turning over the ball 6 times, but as you mentioned already, losing 2 of your starters on defense, it's
rough.
You just can't
it's
overcome.
Rough. It's rough. I mean, you got to go into your depth chart at the wrong time. I mean, and we'll try and figure out the schedule here coming up for the Chaos and the Patriots. Shuchuk takes a snap, and it's going to be Darrell Johnson, and he is going to be wrestled down at the 45-yard line. And that tackle was made by Deontay Ball, 6 foot, 2 and 15. And looks like the Chaos are wasting no time. And looks like they are going to let time go. 11:47 left to go here and counting. And taking a look at the schedule right now for the Chaos after tonight. Saturday, August 5th. Lincoln Way will be taking on Door County. A lot of good things about Door County. And then the Chaos, they'll be meeting up with the Chicago Thunder. So that is what's coming up for them with that. So that is next week's game.
Now, does the Chicago Thunder have a Russell Westbrook on that team, or am I thinking about
the...
Maybe a Russell Westbrook. Maybe one.
Maybe his cousin.
All right, they're going to punt this one away to the Patriots. Low snap. Kick is away, and this is going to drop at the 27-yard line, and it takes a... Chaos.
He picked it up.
Here he goes. So the 35-40, 45-50 monster hit. It's Robert Riley time, baby. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Adios. Touchdown. Robert Riley and the Lincoln Way Patriots continuing to bulldoze, rampage, and crush the Chicago Chaos tonight. 61-14. Number 9 trip to the end zone.
Hey, the punt returner tricked the Chaos like he wasn't going to return the ball. He let it bounce a little bit. It bounced up right in his hands. He took it and showed that Deion Sanders breakaway speed.
Robert Riley, my goodness.
Not to mention that malicious block.
That was nasty.
It was a great block to screen that return.
I think the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater probably heard that sound. It was that loud. My goodness.
Are they still allowed to make blocks like that? I thought, man.
Hey, there's no call. There's no call.
He didn't hit him in the head.
So with that, now, when they take on Door County, Door County's 2-3.
Phew.
And then the Chaos will be taking on an 0-4 Chicago Thunder team. So two favorable matchups for both teams. Like I said, this isn't the last time we've seen the Chaos. They could take this loss and use it as motivation, locker room material, pretty much.
Well, they need to, because they definitely didn't play up to their ability tonight.
Alvarado now ready to kick the extra point. My goodness. We have seen it all tonight. 10 minutes left to go here. Kick is up and good. 62-14. We have seen it all tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We have seen kick returns, punt returns. We have seen play action pass for a touchdown. We have seen long runs. We have seen the Lincoln Way Patriots stretch the field. Seven of the nine touchdowns they have scored tonight. That is unbelievable.
And the other two were on defense and special teams.
Yep.
And that is what you call a complete game.
Absolutely.
And another fact, boys, is the Chicago Chaos have not scored a single point since the first quarter.
I pity the Chicago Thunder next week. They are going to get, I mean, the Chaos are going to be annoyed, angry. They're going to take it out on them.
Yes, they are, because you can't come off of this week and not show up and play give everything you got next week.
In case you just missed it, it is 62-14, Lincoln Way Patriots over the Chicago Chaos. I'm Jake Turner, and alongside Joe Albert and Al Jackson, live here at Victor J. Andrew High School in Tinley Park, Illinois, and it has just been dominance Patriot style.
Yeah, and at this point of the game, the clock will continue to run until zeros hit the ending point.
8:40 left to go. You know what I really like about this crowd that, you know, have come here for Lincoln Way? They haven't left. They haven't left.
No, they haven't.
They have stayed. They're going to stay until the end here. And, you know, the great thing about this, about these teams, is that, you know, these families that they have here, supporting them throughout their dreams, trying to get to where they want to be, because, you know, it's kind of in comparison to what we're doing right now. We, you know, we're doing this for school, and we're trying to get into the business.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to achieve our dreams just like they're trying to achieve theirs.
That's the sweetest thing about doing these games, is that, you know, it's pretty much a lot of people out here trying to make their dreams come true.
Yep.
And that's been the best thing here, so... But, yeah, Al, I mean, as the kick is about to get started here, Al Jackson, I mean, we have done a game together. We did that Simeon game.
Yeah, we did the, I think it was the boys' championship game, Simeon and Thornton.
It was semifinals.
The semifinals, yeah.
Quarterfinals.
The Thornton, it was in the Thornwood.
Yes, it was in Thornwood. It was Thornton Township or something, I think, against Simeon.
Man. Simeon.
That was a good game for a while.
Yeah, it was exciting, and Simeon came through and showed why they was the top team. And I think they went down state, too. I don't know.
Yeah,
how
they did. They get to state. I don't think they won, though. I'm not sure. I'd have to check on that. But, yeah, that was the last time we worked together.
Yeah, and that was my first time meeting Jake and seeing what a great play-by-play guy he was.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Something's up here.
Yeah, I don't really understand what the refs are doing on the field.
I think it's a forfeit. Is it a forfeit?
Oh, I'm going to say the clock's steady ticking, but I guess that is all, folks.
Clock's ticking away. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the ball game. They have decided.
They don't want to play anymore.
They're done. So we are calling it quits here. Unbelievable. What a night. Seriously.
Yeah, I didn't expect that.
Very strange evening. It started off high-flying with the Chaos, taking a 7-0 lead after that. It was 62-7. I mean, nine trips to the end zone tonight for the Lincoln Way Patriots. I mean, you talk about a dominance, but the Chaos, all they can do is take that, throw it as locker room material, get ready for the next game. Door County will be taking on Lincoln Way, and then Chicago Thunder will be taking on a very angry, annoyed Chicago Chaos team. Gentlemen, it has been a pleasure to do this tonight with you guys. For Al Jackson, Joe Albert, I'm Jake Turner. Thank you so much for tuning in here.
Thank you, everybody.
Patriots Football on SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School. Have yourself a great night, everybody. This has been Mid-States Football League at its finest. Have yourself a great night.
Good night, everyone.